We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support. StartAid, March 29th. No one knows for sure what living on Mars might be like. The planet is bitterly cold and almost completely dry. The atmosphere is less than 1% as thick as Earth's, and Mars is a long, long way from home. So scientists and engineers are trying to figure it all out by creating Mars-like conditions here on Earth. So far, they've built habitats and labs on a volcano in Hawaii, on an island in the Arctic, and even under the sea. Astronauts and others spend weeks or months inside those enclosures. The tests offer ways to check out equipment, procedures, and how MarsNauts might handle the isolation. One project began last June at Johnson Space Center in Houston. Known as Crew Health and Performance Exploration Analog 1, it's scheduled to last for a full year. Four volunteers are living in a simulated Mars habitat. Daily life includes a delay of up to 22 minutes in contacts with anyone on the outside, the same lag that would be experienced on Mars. The crew is growing crops, maintaining the habitat, and even doing Mars walks in a special Martian sandbox. Another Mars habitat also opened last year. Space Analog for Moon and Mars is next to Biosphere 2 near Tucson. It includes living quarters, labs, and a Mars gravity simulator. Up to four researchers can spend weeks or months inside the sealed lab, checking out equipment or doing other work, work that people might someday tackle on Mars. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.